John Deere yields on repairs and why antitrust law is widely misunderstood. The FTC announced a consent order with John Deere requiring the company to provide farmers and independent repair shops with access to the diagnostic software, service manuals, and tools necessary to repair its equipment. The settlement resolves a conflict that has been building for years. Modern John Deere tractors and combines are controlled by proprietary software, and when equipment fails, farmers have been unable to repair it themselves or through independent mechanics. They must wait for an authorized dealer who may be hours away and days out from availability. For farmers with a $500,000 combine breaking down during a narrow harvest window, the practical consequences of that restriction can be severe. Because John Deere agreed to the consent order rather than contesting the FTC's action in court, the settlement does not produce a judicial finding of liability. That distinction matters for enforcement, and several commenters in the 279 comment Hacker News thread raised questions about whether consent orders are monitored and enforced with sufficient rigor to produce lasting change. The story generated substantial discussion about antitrust law, a body of doctrine that is frequently invoked but widely misunderstood. United States antitrust law rests primarily on the Sherman Act of 1890. Section 1 prohibits contracts or combinations in restraint of trade. Section 2 prohibits monopolization. A critical and often misunderstood distinction, having a monopoly is not illegal under American law. What the statute prohibits is acquiring or maintaining market power through exclusionary conduct, behavior that harms competition through means other than simply offering superior products or services. The legal theory applicable to John Deere concerns not its position in the equipment market, but its conduct in the aftermarket for repair services. By restricting access to diagnostic tools, the company allegedly used its dominant position in equipment sales to capture a related market in servicing those machines. Analogous to a printer manufacturer that sells printers at competitive prices while restricting ink to proprietary cartridges. Courts have been inconsistent about when such aftermarket tying crosses the legal line, which is part of why the FTC pursued a consent order rather than litigation. A negotiated settlement delivers the policy outcome without requiring the agency to prevail on a contested legal theory. A separate story on American ambulance pricing connected to similar market structure dynamics. Ambulance services are frequently operated by private companies holding exclusive municipal contracts, and patients experiencing medical emergencies have no ability to choose a provider or negotiate price at the point of service. Bills of $3,000 to $4,000 for basic transport, often arriving weeks after the emergency, drew 312 comments that included personal accounts of unexpected charges, analysis of insurance coverage gaps, and comparisons to municipal ambulance systems in peer countries.